Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Friday, August 24th. According to a press release, rain has helped slow the growth of the Bull Draw Fire 12 miles outside of Nucla. The fire has burned 30,180 acres and is listed at 32% contained. The fire exhibited minimal fire activity and did not grow in size over the past 24 hours, due to rains on Tuesday and Wednesday. The rain also created muddy road conditions, making access to the fire challenging for firefighters. Minimal fire activity and movement is expected today due to higher fuel moisture and increased relative humidity. Firefighters will continue to patrol and secure the indirect fire line along the Divide Road. Also, as a contingency measure, crews have cleared vegetation, positioned pumpkins, or portable water tanks, with pumps and laid out fire hose around structures to the northeast of the fire's edge. On the east side of the fire, tree chippers will be utilized to clear vegetation used to create containment lines. The western edge of the fire continues to be fairly active. This edge of the fire remains unstaffed, allowing resources to be utilized on higher priority areas. Crews will begin repairing areas affected by fire suppression activities on the south end of the fire. For early season hunters in Unit 61 who may be impacted by the Bull Draw Fire, hunters who have questions regarding early season license options can contact Colorado Parks and Wildlife at the Montrose office. Sandra Lopez was one of four immigrant women in Sanctuary in Colorado. She lived in Sanctuary for over 10 months in Carbondale at the Two Rivers Unitarian Universalist Church. Now, she's free. KDNK's Amy Haddon Marsh has more.
Yes, we can!
Sandra Lopez walked out of the safety of Sanctuary Monday into a welcoming crowd in front of the Two Rivers Unitarian Universalist Parsonage in Carbondale. She told about 30 supporters gathered in the rain that she's free because of an email from Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE.
I have something right in front, ICE. They say I'm not a priority for deportation. That's why I'm go out from Sanctuary. So I want to live my normal life. Yeah. I want to enjoy with my children and with my husband.
Yes. Sophia Clark, a Lopez supporter and former head of the local chapter of the Colorado Immigrant Rights Coalition, says Lopez is no longer a priority for removal.
She feels that that is a good faith commitment on ICE's part to allow her to go home, and she has a case pending in the courts that she's hoping for a positive resolution on, and that for now she is not a priority for them to pursue her deportation, that they're focusing on other priorities.
Lopez was arrested in 2010 and charged with misdemeanor criminal mischief and domestic violence. The charges were dropped, but the arresting officer reported her to ICE when she couldn't provide a Colorado ID. She faced deportation until her attorney, Jennifer Smith, got a stay of removal. The stay was revoked in October 2017, and Lopez decided to seek sanctuary. She's still under a deportation order, but a recent Supreme Court decision has given her hope. Jennifer Smith says the Pereira versus Sessions ruling could have an impact on many cases.
It has a bearing on every case in which the government failed to properly issue a notice to appear. Mm-hmm. That's a legal term for the document that starts an immigration court case. And Liam and I and our office have been working hard to use it in a way that we can for every client.
If the NTA does not designate a specific time or place to appear, then it's invalid. The Pereira decision ruled that an invalid NTA does not affect an unauthorized immigrant's ability to accumulate days living in the U.S. But Smith says the invalid NTA has other implications.
It also means they weren't properly in front of the court. So our argument, and many across the country are trying to argue that, you know, if the immigration court doesn't have the power to hear the case, then it certainly doesn't have the power to deport that person.
Immigrations could reissue a valid NTA, or if the immigrant is not a priority for removal, as is apparently the case with Sandra Lopez, the government might not issue a new NTA. But how risky is it for Lopez to step out of sanctuary? The ICE email does not offer any assurance against deportation.
I think under this administration and the various policy statements that they've made, that is a pretty strong statement. I was very excited that we were able to get that from them.
Lopez vowed to continue to fight for her ability to stay in the U.S., but Sophia Clark says Lopez and others like her do not have a clear path to legal immigration.
Until there is policy change on the federal level, Sandra and millions of people like her are still going to be stuck in this limbo. She might have her case, the deportation, closed, but it would be extremely difficult for her to find any way for a more permanent protection and for the government to recognize that she does belong here.
To remedy that, Lopez and the other three women in sanctuary in Colorado created the People's Resolution, calling on state and federal legislators to create a clear path to citizenship for all undocumented immigrants. But for now, Sandra Lopez is satisfied to be reunited with her family. For KDNK News, I'm Amy Haddon Marsh.
And last here on Friday, the Stanley Hotel in Estes Park had a strange visitor last night, but it wasn't a ghost. According to the Denver Post, a black bear sauntered through the lobby of the famous hotel and sniffed out a comfortable couch before moving on. A hotel staffer posted a Facebook video of the bear, which was shared 6,700 times. The historic Stanley, listed on the National Register of Historic Places and with Historic Hotels of America, sits along the base of the Rocky Mountain National Park. The hotel, which opened in 1909, offers over 14,000 square feet of sophisticated meeting and event space. In the 1970s, a one-night stay by author Stephen King inspired him to write the best-selling horror story, The Shining. And while ghosts have reportedly roamed hallways and spooked rooms at the Stanley, a visit by a bear to the refined hotel's lobby may be a first. And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Friday, August 24th. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening.